Yes.
Motion passes.
That is all of our administrative things, so I will now turn it over to the county for them to open up their portion and present and make the initial presentation on the case that we have tonight.
Thank you. The county has a few administrative items to take care of before our public hearing. Our first order of business is to elect officers for the 2018-2019 Planning Commission year. First, we need a motion for election of vice chair.
Second.
I move.
So moved.
Who do you move to nominate?
Bruce Brown.
Been motioned. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, I need a motion for nomination of chair for the year.
Bruce, are you there? You have to pull over on the side of the road.
That thing's terrible. When I did it, it didn't work.
What, did it?
I couldn't hardly hear anything.
Sounds like we lost it.
Yep.
Okay. Where were you? Oh, a motion for a chair.
Motion for chair.
Are you there, Bruce?
I'm back. Gonna pull over, so I got pretty good self coverage here.
All right. Well, you're just in time for someone to motion for the chair position.
Nobody jumping up and down?
I move. We nominate Miles Williams.
I move. We nominate Todd Hildebrand. I second
the nomination for Todd Hildebrand. All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
The man.
Thank you, Commissioner Hildebrand, for stepping up.
Seems like one of those volunteer deals where everybody else stepped back. Next, we need to approve our meetings from our regular meeting on April 18th, 2018. Can we get a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move it.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. The joint city-county case on our agenda tonight is case number 18.02 CRSD, the Ton Amended Simple Subdivision. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman and both planning commissions. The case tonight is county case number 18.02 CRSD. It's the amended Ton simple subdivision request. The applicant is Kelly Ton Childers Living Trust, and the agent is Doyle Surveying. To summarize, the applicant divided 40.26 acres into two parcels in 2017, one 10 acres in size, the other 30.26 acres in size, respectively. The applicant has entered into purchase contracts that do not reflect the acreage approved in the original simple subdivision permit, and they wish to amend the record of survey and create a 14.19 acre parcel and a 26.56 acre parcel. Located in the northeast quarter, northwest quarter, section 6, township 49 north, range 72 west, which equates to the south side of Spring Hill Road, about 3/4 mile west of Highway 50. It's currently zoned RS, residential suburban, with no change requested or required, and there is an existing single family home on the 14 acre parcel. The water source would be a shared well and private septics, the source of wastewater. And the following planning considerations apply. The previous record of survey had 40.26 acres of land, and there's a discrepancy with the new record of survey, so they'll need to revise that. They'll need to provide the original original record of survey and application, revise their legal descriptions, do some surveying verifications. I had additional review by county surveying today and yesterday. The new record of survey in your packet accurately reflects the BLM surveys. However, they will need to file corner recordations, some cosmetic changes, and with that, staff would recommend approval of amending the record of survey and simple subdivision permit upon completion of all the planning considerations. So I can answer any questions the applicant here, so.
What do you think the changes will be completed by?
So tonight, you all will recommend approval, and they have to get all of those changes completed before they're allowed to move forward to the county commission, and the city generally waits until that time as well to approve any county cases. Tentatively, I've given them a date and the realtor for Ms. Tawn, August 21st. So if they can revise and complete all these planning considerations prior, they are required to let us know. It'd be August 7th. They get everything into us and we turn a packet into the commissioners and they would be approved on the 21st if they get everything done. If not, it rolls to the next meeting. So it's really on them to make the corrections and then they can go for final.
Any other questions for Megan? Thank you, Megan. We will wait on public comment until the city has opened their case.
Mayor, clerk. Or do we have anything to add to Megan's case?
No, sir, we do not. We are deferring to the case summary.
Okay.
The county.
All right, thank you. I have a question before I let someone else ask a question. The black borders, are those the old subdivision?
The black line is what you all approved in late 2017. This generally isn't something staff would allow. I've asked that they make minimal changes to this record of survey. Generally, if somebody came in and said, oh, whoops, I sold the wrong acreage, I'd say, time for a minor subdivision. Was pretty recently and no deeds have been recorded, so I was open to letting them move the line, not very substantially.
Okay.
But I would not expect to see many of these in the future or see something like this again.
Okay. Does anyone on the city commission have questions for Megan? I'll turn it back to the county for you to get a motion on the table since it's your case.
Can I get a motion to approve case number 18.02 CRSD, the Tawn Amended Simple Subdivision?
So moved.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve case 18.02 CRSD, the Tawn Amended Simple Subdivision, pending completion of all planning consideration. Is there any further discussion? If not, Melissa, please poll the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.02 CRSD, the Tawn Amended Simple Subdivision. Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Zach, can I get a motion to approve case number 18.018 CSB, the county subdivision plat?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any further discussion required? If none, Jill, would you please poll the commission?
Ms. Tumila?
Yes.
Vice Chair Reardon?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Chairman Nelson?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Jill. With that, do we have any new business or old business, Clark? I'm going to hang on to the floor just to finish up our night, since you have another case following it. Do you have any new business, old business?
None that we know of.
None that we know of. No future meeting? There is that?
Yes, there is. We have a July 31st at 6 p.m. We have a joint planning commission and city council workshop. And just so everyone knows, the new development summary dashboard is available on the planning department website right now. So it's ready to go and have everyone use it.
Instead of sending emails to you looking for information?
Exactly. Now it's publicly accessible, much easier.
But emails are wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. With that, I will adjourn the city portion of this meeting. Thank you.